Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. An Illinois House panel is now investigating indicted downstate Democrat Carol Ammons. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
Prosecutors say Ammons illegally wired state grant money to her daughter, took kickbacks, and lied to the FBI. Ammons claims innocence. But now the House Special Investigating Committee opened hearings to decide if Ammons should be expelled. Democratic State Rep. Curtis Tarver chairs the group.
When one of our members is the subject of a criminal indictment based on allegations of a wire fraud, false statements to the FBI, and conspiracy to obstruct justice, there is a direct threat to the public trust in this very institution.
The committee last focused on sitting lawmakers 6 years ago when it refrained from disciplinary action against former Speaker Michael Madigan, who was later indicted. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Iowa residents concerned about data center developments in their towns now have a new resource. University of Iowa's Hubble Environmental Law Initiative and TIPI College of Business partnered to launch the Iowa Data Center Decision Tool. It's an interactive platform that offers relevant information to consider about a data center ordinance or project proposal. It's one thing that TIPI College's Amy Colbert says artificial intelligence cannot replace.
Asking ChatGPT, should we build a data center or not, will give you the average of what all communities might think. But we wanted this to be tailored specifically for smaller communities in Iowa. And that's why we asked real people who had dealt with these decisions to weigh in.
The decision tool is available online through the Hubble Environmental Law Initiative's website. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services reports the state's first confirmed West Nile virus infection of 2026. The individual is an adult from eastern Iowa who tested positive through the state hygienic laboratory. Iowa HHS says the virus is spread to humans primarily through bites from infected mosquitoes. The department recommends using insect repellent to lower the risk of mosquito bites. The Quad Cities PBS station is launching a local history series called Snapshots Presents Forgotten Quad Cities this month. WVIK's Jonathan Turner spoke with WQPT's general manager Don Schmidt about the series, produced pro bono by Rock Island native Jared Howe.
The new 30-minute series explores the people, places, and events that helped shape the QC and its unique history. Schmidt paired Howe, a current Seattle resident, who 10 months ago created the Forgotten Quad Cities Facebook page, with Laura Adams, a retired WQPT staffer who produced snapshots, to help extend his short videos to tell local stories.
It's a perfect combination. It's a perfect relationship, collaboration of us being able to tell these stories by someone who has a passion and a love for it. And it's just incredibly generous of him to do this for us.
Premiering with a last picture house showing August 13th at 8 p.m., then airing weekly on Tuesdays, new episodes will be every other week. For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Voters in Johnson County will consider a $95 million bond this fall to build a new jail facility. Iowa Public Radio's Eliza Billingham has details.
The current jail is almost 50 years old. The roof leaks, cell walls are cracking. It's at nearly double the intended capacity for both staff and inmates, and a new state law restricting book and release means even more people now need beds. But a $94.5 million jail bond, plus tens of millions in interest, would mean property tax for the average Johnson County homeowner could go up by roughly $100 a year. Supervisor V. Fixmore Arise doesn't think more revenue should go towards incarceration.
When you talk about the investments of $100,000 for eviction diversion, just look at that alone. Taxpayer money well spent because it keeps people in their houses.
Three previous jail bonds have gone to the public and failed. Bonds need 60% of the vote to pass. I'm Eliza Billingham, IPR News.
And this is WVIK News. This is WVIK News.